sanctuary. Freedom at last. What'd I tell you? This is so much better than staying in school. That place is hell on earth. I'm so glad we ditched attention. What? Are you a little nervous that we broke the rules? Come on. Don't be so goody-two-shoes. Well, I don't know if your parents might find you here. That's the thing. I really don't care. I mean, of course I'd care if I'd get suspended, but that's only if I got caught, right? It feels good to be bad. Have they ever caught me before? Yeah, actually, they have. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't thanks to your cute ass, I wouldn't be able to get out of that last predicament I was in. So, you know, thanks a lot, again, for earlier. Yeah, I guess I did call you cute. You know what, how about we go somewhere? How about we head to the park? Shouldn't be a problem, right? I believe it's around that way. Follow me. Huh? Oh, yeah, they call me Jimmy. Jimmy Santos. I'm 17 years old. How about you? Awesome. Alright, sure. I seem like a bully. Well, I won't lie to you. I guess you could call me that. I did have to steal some money from some nerds back in school. But I need the money to survive, you know? Those guys, they've got their video games and their stupid card games and their Yu-Gi-Oh cards or whatever. Well, me, I don't got anything. I don't got none of that. I have to work for what I have. You know, it's tough. In the streets, it's all about survival. And there's no honor among thieves, but sometimes I feel like it's just me against the world. And the world can be a pretty cruel place sometimes. It sucks. Sometimes it's good to be alone, you know? Then why am I with you right now? Oh, I don't know. I've got a knack for adorable tsundere girls like you. Always so stuck up and very enforcing of the rules. But deep down sometimes you just want to break away and break free. You want to break the rules sometimes. Maybe even be a bad girl. What? No, I'm joking. That's not what I meant at all. See? Adorable. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are adorable. You know what? It's ridiculous trying to argue with you. I'm not even gonna try. What? Me and Director Richards? I don't know what the deal is with that guy. He's got such a stick up his ass. He acts like he cares for me and everything, but I don't see it. He's saying that everything he's doing for me is for my own good. Yeah, right. As if staying in school is going to do me any good. What? No, education is not important. No, it's not. No. What's the point of learning anything? My future? Like I give two craps about my future. We're all just going to end up as worm food on the ground anyways. I literally see no point to it. And my parents? Well, how do I put this to you nicely? My parents are gone. They're dead. They died when I was 5. You idiot. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm used to it. What are we talking about? Look, the point is, what's the point of an education? I just want to live in the moment. You know, the now. I don't care about my future. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the point I'm trying to make here. Well, what do you know? You don't know a single thing about me. You think it's because you have a family and a good life and a nice home to live under. You think you suddenly know more than I do? What a joke. I'm afraid that's not how it works in the real world. Because in the real world, you've got problems, you've got enemies, and you've got failures. Gosh, you really don't know what you're talking about. You should really watch what you're saying, because you're starting to piss me the hell off. Breathe, Jimmy. I'm sorry. I exploded a little bit there. There was no right for me to take that out on you. I didn't mean what I said. I've got a lot of issues, all right. At least I have the balls to admit it. It's not your fault. I just have a lot of anger towards the world. I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't think I like it. It's not normal. You know, sometimes I feel like the anger makes me stronger or whatever, but it's just dumb. It's so stupid, it hinders me from being the best me I could possibly be. Why am I so mad? Well, sometimes I feel like I'm robbed of my potential or my youth or whatever. Growing up without parents really make me crave for guidance. And the people who did raise me, they didn't even care. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? They don't care if I drop dead right now. They don't care. I don't even know why they gave me a home. Why they even bothered to shelter me. They even put me through school, but in reality, they just really don't care. I don't know if I'm unlucky or whatever. That's why I just have to act so tough. Because it's a cold, cold world out there. And I was left alone. But honestly, I just feel like I need some advice. Someone there to hold me. This world is a scary place. I don't know if I can deal with it alone. I've been dealing with it alone for years now. I don't know how much of it I can take. I don't like being mad all the time. I don't like being angry. I want to leave a mark on this world. I want to be useful for once in my life, and I feel like it's wrong to put the blame on the people who've raised me, or my dead parents, or whatever, because it's what I do with my life. It's my decision. But I'm so lost. I don't know what to do. Look at you. And look at me. I almost cried there. I think you would have been the first person to see me cry. But you didn't. I'm sorry. I've never really opened up to anyone like this before. It's stupid. Oh God, you almost saw me cry. If you actually did see me cry, I guess I would have had to kill you. No. I'm just joking. I may be a mean-spirited individual, but I'd never hurt you. Huh? You want to give me a hug? Well, why? To comfort me? I don't need your comfort. I'm a tough guy. I'm real super tough. What are you doing? No, stay back. What are you doing? You better keep your distance or else I'll have to kiss you. Yeah, you better stay back or I'll have to kiss you. Your face is pretty close to me right now. Could you imagine if we actually leaned in and started kissing?
Aww, aren't you two a sweet couple?
Who the hell are... Alex?
Hey there, Jimmy. Fancy meeting you here.
What the hell are you doing here?
What do you mean? This is my turf, dork.
I don't know what you're doing here, but you stay the hell away from me. I'm not looking for any trouble.
Me? I'm looking for trouble? Aw, don't you miss me, Jimmy.
All right, listen to me. This guy is pretty dangerous. Get away from here. I want you to go. Go! Run!